It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Early voting started this morning for New York's special August 23rd primary, where Democrats and Republicans will pick their nominees for Congress and for state Senate. And while it's the congressional races that are capturing most of the headlines in New York City, there are plenty of competitive state Senate races, too, especially among Democrats. Joining us with a preview is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Remind us, we just had a primary in June, so why are voters being asked to go to the polls again?
Yeah, that is because of the state's redistricting debacle. I mean, Democrats in the legislature drew new state and congressional district lines based on the latest census. Republicans sued to have the congressional and state Senate lines overturned. They were successful, and the courts then pushed those primaries back to August, but left the assembly and statewide races in June. So yes, that's two different primary races, and candidates say it's causing some serious confusion. Here's Miguelina Camilo, a Democratic attorney running for Senate in the Bronx.
Many voters say, I already voted. I already received this information. They truly believe that they voted in June and that this August request for a vote is something that is related.
Well, John, they truly believe they voted in June because they did, just not for these races.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And Camilo, she's running against Democratic Senator Gustavo Rivera, and he says it's not just the voter confusion that's challenging. It's also the fact that this primary is in the dead of summer.
It is a very big challenge to be able to connect with voters. There's also a whole bunch of folks that go away in August, right? That have vacation time and are kind of scheduled these times right now.
Hmm. We've heard a lot about some of the congressional primaries, especially here in New York City, the race between incumbents Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney and attorney Serge Patel in the 12th District, as well as the free-for-all in the 10th District. But let's talk about these state Senate races. What's the one race that really catches your eye?
Yeah, I mean, there are 13 Senate primaries in the city. All but one of those are Democratic primaries. That's not a huge surprise given how blue the city is as a whole. But really, to me, the most intriguing race is that Bronx race between Senator Rivera and Miguelina Camilo. We're talking the 33rd district here that runs from Van Ness to Riverdale, basically. And it's one of those races that was jumbled up by this redistricting process. It helped lead to this weird situation where most of the Democratic establishment is actually behind the challenger, who is Camilo. She used to be the Bronx Democratic Party's vice chair. But Rivera has support from a lot of labor unions, and that can really help push out the vote. And when you're talking a low turnout primary race like this, which it'll certainly be, you know, that can be a huge help.
Well, how about some of the other Senate races? What else is on your radar?
There's a lot of interesting races out there. Let's look at the 59th district. You've got a Democratic primary there. This is this new district that includes parts of Manhattan and Greenpoint and Brooklyn and Astoria and Long Island City and Queens. It's a wide open race, no incumbent. You've got former city council member Elizabeth Crowley. She has most of the establishment support, but she has multiple challengers. Among them, Kristen Gonzalez, who is backed by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You'll recall that she beat Elizabeth Crowley's cousin, Joe, to get to Congress in the first place. Another wide open race, the 23rd district, that includes the North Shore of Staten Island and a piece of Brooklyn, including Coney Island. This is the district that's being vacated by Diane Savino, a Democratic senator who's really a Staten Island stalwart. And it's a four-way race on the Democratic side. Savino is throwing her weight behind her former staffer, Jessica Scarsella Spanton. Among her opponents are Sarah Blas, who has the backing of the Working Families Party. On the Republican side, you've got two candidates, Sergey Fedorov and Joseph Tyrone Jr.
Okay, a lot to take in here. Who is eligible to vote in this primary, and how can a voter find out what's on their ballot?
Yeah, so under New York law, you have to be enrolled in a party to vote in the primary. New York is a closed primary state. That means if you want to vote in a Democratic primary, you have to be a member of the Democratic Party. Same thing with Republicans. And by this point, it is too late to change your party for the primary. It was looking like there would be a loophole where maybe this year and this year only you could change your party right up until primary day, but a judge closed the door on that earlier this month. So if you do live in the city and you want to know what's on your ballot or where your polling place is or where you can go for early voting, you're going to want to check with the City Board of Elections. Their website is vote.nyc. All the information's there. And if you're outside of the city, you want to check with your county board of elections.
WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Once again, early voting started today. Primary day is August 23rd. There are 13 state Senate primaries happening in the five boroughs. And for more information, you can also check out our New York Senate Voters Guide at gothamist.com.